Writer E. Jean Carroll says she's, quote, overwhelmed with joy that a New York jury yesterday found former President Trump liable for sexually assaulting her in a department store dressing room in the 1990s and defaming her when he called her accusations a politically driven hoax. Carroll told NBC's Today show that it's an important moment for rape prosecutions.
Before yesterday, there was a concept of the perfect victim. The perfect victim always screams, always reports to the police, always makes note when it happened. And then her life is supposed, the perfect victim's life is supposed to fold up, and she's never sort of supposed to be happy again. And yesterday we demolished that old concept. It is gone.
Jane Manning is director of the Women's Equal Justice Project and a former sex crimes prosecutor. Jane, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much, Deepa.
Jane, what were your thoughts when you heard the verdict?
I was delighted when I heard about the verdict. I was not surprised by the verdict because I thought that E. Jean Carroll had a strong case, but I was surprised at how quickly the verdict came back. It was a resounding victory, and it was delivered very swiftly in a way that suggests strong consensus from the very beginning, that when the jurors went into the jury room, there was either unanimous or nearly unanimous consensus that they believed her.
And do you think Carroll is right that this verdict demolishes the she didn't scream defense that's long been part of the defense of accused rapists, you know, something that dates back to 18th century law?
I think that this verdict is an important step in confronting that myth. I think E. Jean Carroll exactly described very well what the myth is. To be the perfect victim, you have to scream, you have to go right to the police, you have to act traumatized in the right kind of way that fits the right kind of script. And E. Jean Carroll was not a victim who fit that script. And I think the fact that she got a favorable verdict, a resoundingly favorable verdict nonetheless, is a powerful step in teaching all of us that a victim doesn't have to be the perfect victim to get justice.
Now, legal experts say Trump has some legal grounds to appeal, and they point out some of Carroll's witnesses, for instance, who testified about Trump forcibly touching them. But those instances were years apart. Is that something that could undo this verdict on appeal?
It is not something that can undo the verdict on appeal. Those witnesses were squarely within the federal rules of evidence, in particular Rule 415, which allows evidence of similar crimes to be admitted in a sex crime case. That was a rule that was passed during the 1990s as part of the Violence Against Women Act, and it's a recognition of just how relevant this kind of testimony is in a sex crime trial when the jury is able to hear that the offender has a pattern of behaving in this particular way towards women or towards any targeted victims. So I don't believe that it's going to be grounds for appeal. It's very well settled law that this testimony was admissible.
Okay. And do you think this case will lead to some changes? Because New York has this very interesting window that's about to close for women to come forward.
I think that yes, you're absolutely right. The case was only brought under this one-year window under the Adult Survivors Act. And once that window expires, New York will go back to its very short statute of limitations for lawsuits in rape cases in civil court. And that statute of limitations is only a year for a cause of action for sexual battery. And I do think New York should take a look at lengthening that statute of limitations for civil rape cases.
Okay. Well, Jane Manning is the director of the Women's Equal Justice Project and a former sex crimes prosecutor. Jane, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Deepa.